Welcome to the December 2nd edition of the Canadian Business Podcast. I'm Sarah Efron, Managing Editor at Canadian Business Magazine. Today on the podcast, The Rich List, Canadian Business's exclusive annual ranking of the most affluent Canadians. Deputy Editor James Cowan is in the studio with me today. Thanks for joining me, James.
My pleasure.
So who's on the top of the rich list this year?
Well, holding steady from last year's list is the Thompson family. They're number one with about $24 billion in total net worth. But then once you work your way down the list a little bit, we're seeing some jockeying between some of the other players. The Galen Weston has taken over the number two spot. He was in number three last year, but he's overtaken last year's number two players, the Irving family, which was at $7.4 billion this year. They've both, the Irvings and the Galen Weston, have seen their wealth increase over the past year, but Weston's increase was far more. He was up about 31% compared with just 2.5% for the Irvings.
And who else is rounding out the top five?
Once again, we see a little bit of shifts. The Rogers family is into number four. They were in fifth place last year. And then Jimmy Pattison has dropped from fourth to fifth place. And once again, both of those entities, if you will, both the Rogers and Pattison, have seen increases in their wealth. But once again, it's the Rogers have seen their money go up faster, 28% increase year over year compared with about 10% for Pattison.
And when we look at the list overall, were there any notable jumps?
Yeah, there were a couple. Perhaps the big two worth talking about, Robert Friedland, the mining mogul, he saw his wealth go up about 64.2%. I suspect that's largely related to he's got a new copper and gold development in Mongolia that's drawing a lot of headlines. And then Chip Wilson, the guru behind Lululemon, his wealth increased by 66.7%. And once again, I think that's just related to the phenomenal success of his company. In the last year alone, they've added about 400 employees and have seen sales double, I believe, year over year for about the last 5 years.
Wow, that is a huge jump for him. And what about Falls?
A couple probably worth noting. David Azrelli, the real estate magnate from Montreal, he saw his wealth drop by about 21.4%. Now, I'll be honest, I'm not entirely sure what that was related to. But then two that are probably easier to intuit are Jim Balsillie and Mike Lazaridis, the two men behind RIM. Obviously, when you see the fight that RIM's been engaged in with Apple and some of the effect it's had on the RIM's share prices, it's not hard to see why their wealth has dropped, both of them around 31-32% since last year.
And in the rich list issue, we're also looking at lifestyles of the rich and what they do. And one of the things we're talking about is philanthropy. Who are Canada's most prominent philanthropists?
I think probably the most prominent philanthropist in Canada is Seymour Schulich. And one of the things we talk about in the issue is not only the kinds of things Schulich gives his money to. He's added another school to the ones he's helped found in the last few years, but also the fact that he's a vocal proponent of encouraging other billionaires, millionaires in the country who aren't as necessarily engaged in philanthropy to become more engaged. And obviously in a year where we saw Bill Gates and Warren Buffett coming forward and pledging to give away half of their net worth, if you will, each, this has become a big question about whether or not it's appropriate to cajole people into giving money away or whether or not they should be doing it of their own free will.
Okay, and who else is up there in terms of big donors in Canada?
I think another notable one would be Clay Riddell, who gave a lot of money to start a new school at the University of Ottawa this year. And what's interesting about that is he has no real connection with the University of Ottawa. It's a school for civil servants, and the reason he started it was he was convinced to do it by Preston Manning, who said that this is something that's needed and sort of, once again, twisted Riddell's arm into starting the School for Public Service. So once again, we see this tension between, giving with your heart or giving because somebody tells you to do it.
Interesting stuff. Thanks for being on the podcast, James.
Thank you.
And you can pick up the Rich List issue. It's on newsstands now. To download and subscribe to this podcast, go to CanadianBusiness.com or visit the Apple iTunes store. Thanks for listening. I'm Sarah Efron for the Canadian Business Podcast.